This is In the News for November 27th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. The first story today is from the Missoulian out of Montana. Report: burns part of lobbyist probe. This is out of Helena, Montana, the capital. The scope of a U.S. Justice Department investigation of indicted Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff is wider than previously believed and now includes his dealings with U.S. Senator Conrad Burns, Republican of Montana, the Wall Street Journal reported Friday. The front page story quotes anonymous sources, including lawyers and others involved in the case. It said prosecutors in the Justice Department's Public Integrity and Fraud Divisions are looking at, quote, possible influence peddling, end quote, by Abramoff with congressional Republicans, former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, Republican Bob Nye of Ohio, Republican John Doolittle of California, and Senator Burns. The story quoted Burns' spokesman, J.P. Pendleton, as saying the senator's office has not yet been contacted by the Justice Department, that Burns has not retained a criminal defense attorney. Pendleton told the Journal, quote, "We are more than happy to help out in any investigation should we be asked," end quote. Burns, up for re-election next year, helped one of Abramoff's tribal clients, the Saginaw Chippewa tribe in Michigan, obtain a $3 million congressional grant to build a school. Because of its Indian gambling, the tribe is one of the richest in the nation and makes annual $70,000 payments to each member. The Montana senator has denied any wrongdoing. Burns, who headed a Senate subcommittee overseeing the grants, said he pushed for the grant to the Saginaw Chippewa tribe at the urging of Michigan's two U.S. senators, both Democrats. The Journal said Burns has received $150,000 in contributions from Abramoff, his lobbying partners, and his clients since 2001. In addition, the Journal reported the Justice Department is investigating at least 17 current and former congressional aides, with about half taking lobbying jobs with Abramoff and two former Bush administration officials. Abramoff hired three Burns aides to join his lobbying firm. Burns is seeking his fourth six-year Senate term. He faces a primary challenge from Bob Kelleher, a Butte lawyer. Democrats running are State Auditor John Morrison of Helena, former State Rep Paul Richards of Boulder, State Senate President John Tester of Big Sandy, and Clint Wilkes of Bozeman. Again, that was from the Missoulian. That article was taken off truthout.org at truthout.org. Truthout, one word, truthout.org. The following news brief is also from truthout.org. This one comes from Reuters, dated the 25th, Friday. Al Jazeera wants U.S. bomb memo answers. This is out of London. Arabic news channel Al Jazeera's general manager flew to London on Friday to demand the British government explain a leaked report that President George W. Bush wanted to bomb the TV station. The Daily Mirror newspaper reported on Tuesday that a secret British government memo said British Prime Minister Tony Blair had talked Bush out of bombing Al Jazeera's headquarters in Qatar in April last year. Al Jazeera managing director Wada Kanfar told Reuters by telephone after his arrival in London, quote, "I have come to London in order to reach out to British officials to investigate about the memo that some claim exists during the past week," end quote. He continued, "It is a matter of deep concern for all of us at Al Jazeera and the Arab world and the media," end quote. He said a delegation of the channel would deliver a letter to Blair on Saturday asking for an interview. The White House has said the allegation that Bush wanted to bomb Al Jazeera is so outlandish it does not merit a response. Britain, which is prosecuting a civil servant and a parliamentarian's aide for leaking the secret memo, refuses to comment on its contents. The Daily Mirror quoted one unnamed government official saying Bush's comments may have been a joke, but another unidentified source saying the president appeared to be serious. Britain's Attorney General has warned other media that they can be prosecuted under the Official Secrets Act if they reveal anything else about the memo. Kanfar of Al Jazeera said, quote, "It is of very deep concern, not only to Al Jazeera journalists, but to the people who trust Al Jazeera as the most credible source of information in the Arab world. People should know the facts about it. It is not a matter that can be brushed away or dealt with in very vague statements," end quote. Blair's spokesman said the Prime Minister's offices had not yet received a formal request from Al Jazeera for an interview, but the British government would be willing to talk to Al Jazeera as it would to any other news organization. Spokesperson said, quote, "This is the first I suspect that Downing Street has heard of this request. It is somewhat short notice. We are quite happy to talk to Al Jazeera, just as we are quite happy to talk to other broadcasters and media operations in terms of who talks to them. I think that depends on who is available and how much time he will give us to set up meetings, end quote. Al Jazeera has repeatedly denied U.S. accusations it sides with insurgents in Iraq. Kanfar said it was time the United States stopped accusing it of supporting terrorism. He also said, quote, we demand to know the facts about this document, and we demand a cessation of all kinds of accusations from the American administration, end quote. Again, that news piece was from Reuters. Our final story today is from Interpress News Agency at ipsnews.net. UN faces new political threats from U.S. It's written by Thalif Dean from the Interpress Service. John Bolton, the abrasive U.S. ambassador to the United States, who has been dubbed by one New York newspaper as, quote, a human wrecking ball, end quote, is living up to every critic's gloomy expectations. Last week, he threatened UN member states, specifically the 132 developing nations, that if they don't play ball with the United States, Washington may look elsewhere to settle international problems. Jim Paul of the New York-based Global Policy Forum told IPS, quote, it is obvious that Washington has once again threatened the United Nations with its usual warning, do what we say or we will send you into oblivion. He said Bolton's message is clear, if you don't, we will wreck you. Addressing a gathering at Wingate University in North Carolina last week, Bolton said, quote, being practical, Americans say that either we need to fix the institution, the United Nations, or we'll turn to some other mechanism to solve international problems, end quote. Asked for his comments, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan refused to be drawn into the debate. He said, quote, I am not the interpreter of Ambassador Bolton, end quote. He bluntly told reporters earlier this week, told that it was a serious statement requiring a serious response from Annan. U.N. spokesman Stéphane Dujarric would only say, quote, again, I think the Secretary General's words were that he wasn't going to interpret what Mr. Bolton said, and if he's not, I don't think I would risk it too, end quote. He also said, but we are working with the United States, its permanent mission, and with Ambassador Bolton very closely, as we are with all the other member states on the issues of reform that are being discussed right now. That was, of course, Stéphane Dujarric, UN spokesperson. That article, again, was from Reuters and actually gleaned from AsianTribune.com. At AsianTribune.com, that's all one word. This has been In the News for November 27th, 2005. I'm Scott Bruguin from KSOW LP in Cottage Grove. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time.